What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Safe Shelter Sexual Assault Services Coordinator Mary Thysel joining us. And Mary, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Warren. It's good to be here.
Well, and we appreciate you taking some time and joining us today on Let's Talk About It, a very important topic to get to. April is very much an important month. Lots of things happening in the month of April, but it is also Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And Mary, of course, you work with Safe Shelter. Would you mind telling our listeners a little bit more about Safe Shelter and the focus and work you guys do?
Safe Shelter has been providing services to victims of domestic violence and sexual violence since 1981. So we've been around for quite a long time, providing support to survivors who just don't know where to reach out. And so we've provided things such as shelter for them. We've provided them assistance with protection orders. We've gone to the hospital or to the law enforcement center with them, whatever is necessary. We've gone to court with them. So we've been providing a wide range of services to victims of violence within our community.
Absolutely. And that resource, a vital resource to our community, because as much as it pains a person to say that, sexual assault does happen, and it happens more frequently than a person would realize. Right, Mary?
Yeah, and we're not really absolutely certain what those numbers might be. What we're aware is that, you know, more than one in three women, nearly one in four men have already experienced sexual violence, you know, actual physical contact during their lifetime. One in 10 children will experience physical contact, sexual abuse before the age of 18. So we know it's happening in numbers that are just unbelievable.
Mary Thysel again, Safe Shelter Sexual Assault Services Coordinator, joining us right now and Let's Talk About It. And Mary, there's a way that we can help. Obviously, sharing resources and numbers and locations, websites, places people can go to get help and making that available, that's a way we can help. And recently, Mayor Dwayne Heinrich in Jamestown issued a proclamation, and you can tell us a little bit more about this one.
Mayor Heinrich signed a proclamation for us on behalf of sexual assault survivors. It's actually a proclamation to denote Tuesday, April the 6th, as Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Day in Jamestown, North Dakota. So one of the things that we're encouraging all community members to do in support of victims of sexual violence is to wear teal that day. Teal has been the healing color for victims of sexual assault for many, many years. And so we would encourage everybody to wear teal and show your support for victims of sexual violence.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's the way we can show solidarity. Again, that is going to be Tuesday, April 6th, the day to wear teal. And like you said, Mary,
right.
That color means a lot to those individuals. Has been used as kind of the color for that. And Mary, we should also share, you know, I'm sure there's many different resources out there. You want to help guide us, me and the listeners, where we can go if we want to learn more about Sexual Assault Awareness Month or prevention, or places we can go if we need to report something like that.
There are some wonderful resources available nationally on Sexual Assault Awareness Month, one of which is called nsvrc.org. It's the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, and it's got a lot of wonderful information about sexual assault and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Another really good resource that's available nationally is called RAINN, R-A-I-N-N as in Nancy, .org. And they're another really, really good resource that's available. Statewide, we've got a wonderful resource with causend.org. That's our statewide coalition to whom I report my numbers and all of that, which then in turn get passed on to the national statistics. For more local information, you can give me a call at 251-2300. You can call for information, for support.
And Mary, it's important to know these are always available resources. Anybody can use them. And people just need to know that these resources exist and they're there for the help of providing assistance to those who may have experienced a sexual assault or anything like that. And anything else you'd like to mention about Safe Shelter or about the month of April being Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month?
I just want people to know that we are available for victims, for survivors of sexual assault, whether it happened to you or somebody that you love and care about. We're here to offer our support, and we have a crisis line that's available 24 hours a day for emergencies, but you can call us anytime at 251-2300.
Very good. All right. So again, the reminder, Wear Teal on Tuesday, April 6th, shows support to survivors of sexual assault. And Mary, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today.
Thank you, Warren.